The Kemmer Foundation Fund is today with Tony Tomasi and Paula Boulding, both joining us live over the phone. Tony, Paula, good morning. How are you two today?
Great. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, doing well also. Thanks so much for your time. I wanted to have you on to talk about the Kemmer Foundation Fund and about the grants that were awarded last week and a little more of the history of the Foundation Fund as well. Let's start off, Tony and Paula, by talking with you both specifically. How long have you been involved with the Foundation Fund and why do you see it so important for you to be involved with it?
Well, it actually started in 1981, and I was appointed in 1999. Paula was appointed in 2004, and then our third member now is Kathleen Carollo, and she was appointed in 2006. We think it's a super thing for the community because it's into perpetuity, and we've given away more money than we started with, and we still have more money than we started with, so it's a great thing.
That is really, really incredible. So, tell us, you mentioned this fund and giving away all this money. Where does the money come from? How is this foundation supported?
It started by John Kemmer originally when he sold the mine in 1981. He put in $1 million. Since then, they put some more money in. And the original intent was to, the first 10 years, they were going to give away just interest. And then the next 10 years, so it would be over in 2001, they were going to give away interest and principal. And then Mr. Kemmer decided it would be in the best interest of the community. So in 1998, he transferred the money to the Wyoming Community Foundation. And now that's where it still is. And every year we award grants based off the earnings of the previous year.
I understand. Kemmer Foundation Fund with Tony Tomasi and Paula Boulding with us this morning. Paula, let's talk about the funds that were awarded just last week. Tell us about these groups you sent the money to and why these groups were chosen.
You bet. So first of all, just to let you know that allowable projects that people can apply for have to be groups to do with arts and culture, civic projects, education, recreation, or human health and human services. And so those are the only groups that actually can apply. You do have to be a 501c3 or some type of governmental entity to apply. So this last year we had, six different groups apply. All of those groups did receive some money. In some cases, it was not everything they applied for. But we are also limited on the funds that, we have available. This last time, the City of Kemmer, the Kemmer Elementary PTO, Kemmer Little League, the South Lincoln Hospital District, the Kemmer Senior Citizen Center, and the Town of Diamondville were the recipients of over $118,000 in funds.
That's a nice chunk of change. And whether it was all the money that they had requested or not, that's got to be a big thing for each of those groups and organizations. And now, what do they turn around? And I'm assuming that they each have their own specific projects or tasks that they're supposed to do with those funds, correct?
They do. And they actually, you go online and apply. The deadline is December 15th to apply for funding. So they go online and apply, and then we get actually their grant applications, take a look at those, see how we feel about them. We usually end up calling them because between Tony and Kathleen and myself, we're pretty involved in the community, so we kind of need to know, like, what's going on and exactly why they want them. So we usually just call them with additional questions, and then hopefully can give them as much as we possibly can when they apply for it. But each one had a separate project, and those projects have to be completed by March 15th of next year. And if they're not completed, they're not eligible to apply for a grant the following year. And also, they will have to give the money back if they don't do the fund. They can't just keep it.
Sure. Tony Tomasi and Paula Boulding with us from the Kemmer Foundation Fund. So, Tony, speaking of applying for this grant in future years, how does that work, and when is the next application process?
So it's once a year. We only do funding one time a year. The grant cycle this year, you have to apply by December 15th, and then we will award the money. Generally what happens, we meet in February as a local board, then we have to forward our thoughts on to the Wyoming Community Foundation, and they actually have the right to approve or not approve what we said. But in the 20-plus years that we've been doing this, they have never not funded what we've asked for. Then once their board approves it, then the checks are cut and sent out to the different entities.
Kemmer Foundation Fund, and again, just last week announcing $118,160 in grant funding awarded to six different groups and organizations in the South Lincoln area. Tony, Paula, thanks so much for your time today. Anything we missed about the Kemmer Foundation Fund you wanted to mention?
No, all we'd like to mention is that if it's possible, sometime in mid-October, 1st of November, we'd like to get back on with you just to remind people of the next grant cycle that's coming up. And if there's any other questions anybody might have about Community Foundation.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to that. You bet.
All right. And thank you for the time.
Hey, you bet. Again, that's Tony Tomasi, Paula Bowling with us this morning from the Kemmer Foundation Fund. It's all part of the SBI Radio Network.